All right. The time is 2042 hours. This is Detective Dan Mayland. Also present is Detective James Esper. And we've got Benjamin Jacobs with us. And I've already got some preliminary information from you, Ben. I got your date of birth. I'm going to make sure I got your address right here.
We're in Maryland.
Baltimore.
Okay.
You live in D.C., but...
Where at?
Jim actually worked out there for a while.
Logan Circle.
Okay.
Where in D.C. did you work?
Anacostia.
Okay, that's... Yeah, and I'm from... I'm from Baltimore originally. That's sort of, it's interesting. And
so for the purpose of the audio, Ben, your telephone number is... and just for the purpose of the audio, obviously I met with you briefly at the hospital, and you were transported down here by Sergeant Parker. Mm-hmm. We really haven't talked about the case at all, so I do know that you're a reporter for The Guardian, and obviously you were here covering some of the... Obviously, the press circulating around this mm-hmm. recent election.
Yeah.
So let's talk about. I guess give me a little bit of information about. And you and I had just a brief conversation about kind of your travels, but mm-hmm. you've been in Bozeman for the last couple of days. You came and covered the QUIST.
So I've been in Montana for the past. That I flew into Bozeman on Saturday. I covered the QUIST Bernie Sanders event on Sunday. Overnighted here on Sunday. Overnight in Great Falls on Monday, where did a QUIST event and had stopped in Helena for meetings with folks there. Went to a June 40 event Tuesday in Great Falls. Saw folks in Great Falls on Tuesday evening. Not Great Falls, Helena. Went to the June 40 event early today's Wednesday. June 40 event at the State Republican Party today, and then drove down 287 here.
Okay. And you mentioned you went to a GM40 event in Great Falls, is that correct? What day was that?
That would have been yesterday morning. Okay. In the gazebo at the Lions Park.
So Tuesday. How long were you up in Great Falls for that?
I was there overnight. I went to a QUIST event on, two QUIST events on Monday.
Gotcha.
Where QUIST ran away from me rather than answering questions.
Okay. And then so today, we came back to Bozeman.
Came back to Bozeman.
And went to the Gianforte event.
Yep.
Where was that held at?
His headquarters in some place, some new office park outside of town. And the address is whatever I called 911 from.
Can you tell me about where that's at, or can you describe the location to me?
I mean, it's a office building, and they have a suite in the office building on the first floor.
Is that... in Bozeman, outside of Bozeman, or something?
I believe it's in Bozeman. If you go west, you hit Main Street and go west and then go south.
Okay. You're not sure of the address or anything like that?
I have it on my phone, but it's...
Okay. Speaking of which, we should grab your phone since I've got those. But we'll get to that here in just a
minute. Okay. I don't think I'm going to be making any calls.
Yeah, so what time did you get back into town? About what time did you go to the event tonight?
I got back into town probably 3 o'clock.
Okay.
And finished filing, had lunch, and then went from lunch to the event.
And are you traveling with any associates, coworkers, or anything?
I'd actually got a ride from Alexis to the thing. We're at the same hotel and...
And what's Alexis's last name?
Levinson.
Can you spell it for me?
Levinson. She's a reporter at BuzzFeed.
At where?
BuzzFeed.
So not a direct co-worker or anything?
Not a direct one, but just we're going to the same place.
Yep.
It's a ride.
Okay. So you got a ride from Alexis to the event.
Yeah.
What time did you guys leave, and where did you leave from?
Left from the Spring Hill Suites, I want to say 3:30, stopped for lunch at Roost. In the meantime, I think I was on the phone with Flax for both the D-Trip and the NRCC, the DCC, the Democrat, both congressional campaign committees from both parties, and talking about the races, and getting some generic quotes to fill out a story, which is now probably out of date.
Okay. So tell me about, tell me everything that happened from the time you arrived at the event until you called 911 today.
So I got to the event, it was sort of this... Try not to gesticulate too much. A room, there are volunteers making phone calls, maybe half dozen people around. There's a local TV crew set up there that just was sitting around hanging, but there's not an interview going on. And I just was sort of walking around looking at the, you know, just seeing what there was to see.
Mm-hmm.
I guess at some point I walked out and ran to the men's room, Clark, and ran back, which was across the hall in the office building. I'd been talking to them about an interview for days and days and days, and sort of been very polite, and then we were waiting. They sort of kept on putting me on.
Who were you speaking to?
Shane Scanlon, the communications person. Put me on and said, yeah, you know, actually, we were unhappy with you. And I mixed with, because he had colleagues of mine who were out here a couple weeks ago, and they didn't, I guess they were unhappy with them, and I expressed my mild displeasure that I understand if you're unhappy with and don't want to do that, but you should tell me in advance, you know, that if you're going to have me leading a wild goose chase that's not terribly professional, that it's the type of thing that we can talk over why you're upset, why you have issues, but to sort of spring this is not right. And I still had questions. You've been waiting to, and certainly the election tomorrow, and he was standing around in the side room sort of chit-chatting with the reporter. There wasn't an interview going on. Like, there was not, no one was mic'd up. There weren't. And figured I'd walk over and say hi and ask a question that they're covering the event. And, you know, if they didn't want to answer the question, I wasn't going to take it personally, but it was clear there's not going to be a formal sit-down time. So just an opportunity to go up and say, hey, you know, there's a major issue today with the CBO score. And I think the audio from there pretty much covers it. He's asked him a question, and so just to follow up, and like, I'm really not trying to pick a fight. I'm not asking a leading question, and it's certainly the type of thing where I fully expected, like, you know, he'd just give me a generic answer and say bye. But it was worth the attempt. That I don't know if you listened to the tape.
I haven't.
Okay.
So basically, and be patient with me, I don't know what other information you've been able to review, but my understanding of this event has come exclusively from the folks that we've talked to so far that were witnesses. So
okay.
I haven't heard anything. I haven't read any headlines.
Okay. Yeah, that's, I mean, I haven't. So I had my recorder on because mm-hmm. my phone just was asking, you know, your forte, what's your reaction to the CBO score? Like, you know, you can set up a time and sort of to talk to me. Like, it's been clear there wasn't a time. Just, you know, I've talked to him. I just wanted to check really quickly because he'd been, you know, said that you needed this to decide how you feel about the American Healthcare Act, the HCA, or healthcare. I don't remember which phrase I used. And he gets very angry and starts grabbing the recorder from me, and I sort of pull back, like, what do you know? Next thing I know, he grabs me, body slams me, and I'm on the floor, and I'm pretty sure he's on top of me for a second or two, and sort of get up, and I'm just sort of in a level of shock, and the most important thing to me right then was that he broke my glasses, which...
Broke the arm off of him?
Yeah, that okay. Sort of whenever I hit, sort of whatever, and I'm just sort of a little bit like, you just body, like it just was sort of, I'm used to a lot of things professionally. Mm-hmm. Body
sure.
slamming is...
Probably not an everyday event.
Not an everyday event. I mean, it's not, you know, I mean... It's sort of a level of thing, like, I don't think I've, you know, this has been something that's happened since I was fighting with my brother when I was a kid. Like, this is not, and it just sort of a sense of, this is very strange and inappropriate, and was all this very strange thing, because it's suddenly realizing that this is the last situation I want to be in, that my job is to be a reporter, to tell the story, it's not to be the story, but, and it's very, and I'm still feeling awkward and embarrassed, because I would have been much happier if I got an answer about healthcare and walked out. And, you know, as much as I enjoy being here tonight, I think I could use a break right now.
Trying to demonstrate the healthcare system, like, firsthand.
I think the doctor was a little taken back. I asked about the charge master at the hospital. And I don't think they get too many questions about...
Probably not.
...detailed.
So let's go back a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
About what time did you say you got to the event tonight?
Probably 4:30, 4:40.
Okay.
I'd have to, I mean, it would all be that we got there a bit early and we're waiting around.
Was there an official start time?
5 o'clock.
And was this like a special invite?
Did you? No, this was just the press thing. They sent out a general press event, and I showed up wearing my wherever.
Yeah. The badge that I saw earlier.
Yeah, the badge, which is hopefully still here, because otherwise it'll cost me money.
No, I'm sure you have it. If you didn't, if you left it at the hospital, we can get it back to you.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of a general press event. And so describe kind of the layout of this building. Was it multi-floors? Is it
there are multi-floors, but this was sort of an office building. So this was, there's a door. This was sort of, there's, you walk in, there's an office suite on each.
Yeah, try not to move your arm.
Yeah, it's office suite on each side, and there's steps going up, and I assume there are more offices in that. When you walk into the left, that's where the office was. And the room was, so the main room was a sort of big.
Do you think you could draw it? Are you very good at drawing?
I'm terrible at drawing, but I could draw you. I mean,
yeah, let's do that. Maybe.
I mean, do you want the office or do you want the?
I want a kind of an overview of the floor plan.
Okay.
Where you were at.
Keep in mind, I'm the world's worst artist, so if the lines aren't.
That's okay.
Okay, do you want the building or just the office suite?
So I can take. So it sounds like the altercation took place in an office suite. Is that my understanding?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you give me a general floor plan of where the office suite was within the building?
I don't know what the building would look like.
If we need multiple pieces of paper, we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, just that. So my sense is that this is, and I could be wrong with how deep it went back. So this is the front door.
Mm-hmm.
There are steps here. There appeared to be a bathroom here and another set of things there. So that you'd walk in.
Mm-hmm.
God, this is a terrible picture. So this would be the door here, and there's sort of a hallway, a little bit of a hallway, and it leads up into a big open room. And on this side, there look to be offices.
Okay.
And there's a second room back here with a big open space.
Okay. And so is there like a dedicated press room where everybody was just kind of hanging out?
So this was an office. So there's a table in the middle where you have, you know, a few volunteers sitting there.
Okay.
You have a couple of tables back here. There are hot dogs and I think like literature. And so Gianforte, so I was standing here, and so the interview, whatever the local TV thing was over here, and they're just sort of standing around, and there seemed to be some sort of tables and and sort of went over and asked, the question, and then I ended up, if that makes any sense at all.
So Gianforte is kind of in this area?
Gianforte is in here.
Okay. So back near where the kind of the local TV station was?
Where then? the local TV station was set up, but they had, but it was not.
And you said they weren't recording?
They weren't recording. It was just sort of a casual conversation. It was clear that this was not, there was no cameras on, there's no.
Okay. And so about how many people were in this area when this
occurred? A half dozen.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's the type of, like, if
so
there are cameras.
It's a pretty small crowd.
Yeah, no, and if there's, like, and if it's happening, there are cameras on, like, it's not, I'm not trying to walk into a local TV interview. If it's a local TV interview, I'm going to sort of sit on the side and listen and see if he says anything interesting and realize he said everything he's going to say. He's said already. So that's where it happened. Maybe it was probably a dozen people at this point. There, the people here, there are a few people against the wall here.
Okay. What about Alexis? Was she there with you?
She was standing right here, so she had the sight line through here.
Okay. And what kind of furniture is in this office area? You mentioned a table in the middle here.
Table, they're, you know, folding chairs because they're sitting there making phone calls off.
Oh, okay.
Off their cell phones.
Okay.
And you know, they're calling people, asking them, you know, get out to vote or.
Okay. And so. Did you, I guess I'm just trying to get a picture in my own mind, paint a picture for me. So was Greg talking with the local reporters?
He was standing. He was standing, sort of casually chatting. Sort of walked up and sort of waited for a pause in the conversation.
Right.
It wasn't,
yep.
Whenever you're walking up to approach someone and ask a question, that it wasn't, not running in like, hey.
Right.
Like,
so you casually approached him?
Yeah.
Is that the term you would use?
Casually. I'm not. Okay. This is. And it's, you know, nothing, you know, nothing terribly, like I wasn't acting particularly, like,
yeah. And you mentioned you were running your recorder at that time.
Yeah.
And what do you use to record?
My phone.
Your phone. And do you have an app on your phone?
It's just whatever the iPhone app is.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. And so did you record the entire conversation?
I recorded the entire conversation.
Okay. And tell me, what was the question that you asked him?
Asked him what his reaction was to the CBO score.
CBO?
Okay. Congressional Budget Office.
Gotcha.
Which is, so the health care bill that the House voted on. Forgive me if I'm repeating, this is all stuff you know, but.
Oh, that's fine. We're going to ask you the same thing 10 times anyway, so
okay, yeah,
feel free.
I know what that's like to do as a job, so. So that the healthcare bill that the House passed, the Republican healthcare reform bill, it hadn't, bills traditionally get scored. This is the impact on the deficit. This is the impact. The CBO score came out at 4:30 Eastern, 2:30 Mountain today. And it was not, the CBO score not that significant from the original proposal. It would lead to 23 million people losing their coverage and deficit reduction of the numbers maybe $110 billion over 10 years roughly.
Okay, so you were asking him what his reaction was. What his reaction,
because on the campaign, he kept on saying that he was going to hold off of talking about the Republican health care bill.
Gotcha.
Until he saw the CBO score, because
it's an easy
way to, you know, because you want to see what the numbers are. And
right.
I can give you that section of his stump speech, too.
Okay. So what was his response? What happened next after you asked him that question?
After that, he said, you know, I mean, we can talk some other, you know, we can arrange to talk some other time. So like, and I just, you know, said, campaigns that could talk and just want to, you know, be able to ask you this right now. And he's like, now go ahead and talk to Shane. And then suddenly he starts grabbing my recorder. And sort of I try to pull back a little bit because it's my actual telephone. And he grabs me and knocks me around. I wish I could give you a full picture of what happened, but it's...
Tell me what you felt at that time.
A sudden change from being vertical to horizontal.
Okay.
That I'm standing, you know, 1 second, next thing I'm not on the floor, with he's on top of me. I'm in just sort of like a sense of this is not normal.
Okay.
I mean, this is something that's not normal. You know, if a drunk guy at a bar does it at 2 a.m., it's especially not normal if it's the, you know, front runner for a congressional seat.
Okay. So you said that, he tried to take your phone
yep.
or your recorder from you yep. at that point. And that was kind of the beginning of that.
Yeah, and I sort of pulled back. I never touched okay. it. He grabbed it and sort of...
Okay. And then you said all of a sudden you kind of went from being horizontal to vertical.
Being vertical to horizontal.
Horizontal. How did you get into that position? How did that take place?
There's a pounder puncher. I'm just suddenly knocked on the floor with my glasses flying around and
okay.
grabbing... I should try to figure out how not to...
Was there anybody in the immediate vicinity of you?
Yeah, they're the local TV crew.
How far away were they at that point?
A couple feet.
Okay.
They seemed to all be sort of standing gape-jawed. Like, I mean, I was totally astounded.
Okay.
And then the aide, his press aide, said, you're going to have to leave, sort of. And I'm like, you just body, like...
Yeah.
And just sort of went and grabbed my stuff, and he sort of kept on sort of hurting me out because I'm stopping just to get at the door, I think. Just sort of got to the door and got to the car and, you know, called my editor. I tweeted on the way out just because this is, sorry, breaking news, which is the weird. And sort of stuff started going up and called my editor and sent her the audio. And
well, let's go back a little bit.
Okay.
When you know, the word you used was body slam.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm going to use the words that you used.
Body slam. No, that sort of, and okay. sort of down, that it was.
Okay. So did he grab you somewhere, or did he touch you somewhere, or something else?
He sort of came on top of that, because he ended up on top of it. Like, I'm just not sure.
Okay. Where did you guys end up at? Where
I was on the floor, sort of hitting the floor.
Okay.
It was sort of a hard concrete floor, directly. I was in better shape, I could sort of, but it's sort of like standing this. I mean, let me try to stand like this.
If you hurt you, I don't want
to. I'm just going to try to do it standing like this, and then suddenly.
Kind of back and over.
Yeah.
Okay. Was there any furniture or anything
no.
nearby?
There were some tables, I think. It was a little bit, the lights were not,
okay.
but it just.
And obviously, I noticed that you have some redness and bruising.
Because I think that's where it hit, because where the glasses split off because it hit.
Okay. And it looks like I said, it looks like you're kind of starting to develop a little bit of a black eye there.
Mm-hmm.
Did your face strike something?
I think my face may have struck. I mean, it's sort of, because it all sort of hit before like this with my elbow down there. And
okay. Okay. And I guess kind of a strange question is how did that make you feel? How did you feel about that?
Confused. I mean, this is really not, I mean, I really don't want to be this, I mean, I'm not trying to go around and be a show horse with types of stuff, but it's just like suddenly I'm in the middle of a, like, I can't help it. Like, this is not self-promotion. This is not me trying to, and it just sort of like, it's professionally, like, I feel mildly about, like, I don't want to be in the story. That's not my job. My job is not to be, my job is to tell the story. And that was sort of a level, and I probably apologize to everybody, all the police and paramedics, because, you know, it just was, I felt.
What, if anything, did Greg's, did he say anything to you?
He was like, yeah, like, he was angry, shouting about the Guardian, like, you're from the Guardian, like, he was, what, mentioned about whatever anger he had towards whatever.
And when you say anger, what the, give you the impression that he was angry?
Are you from, are you, you know, you're from the Guardian, you're, I mean, I, you know, like, are you one of those, just because I think he was upset with the folks who'd come out a couple weeks ago who were making a video on the race, and sort of that also had, oh, I gotta stop gesticulating, focusing on sort of, I think some of it was public lands issues and focusing on the Upper Missouri breaks. And I guess he was very upset with, I know it, I mean, it was.
Okay. So I guess my question more directly is what gave you the impression that he was angry?
The body slamming.
Okay.
That was a pretty clear sign.
All right. Was there anything else that gave you an
impression? He started shouting, like, you know, I'm trying to remember what he was shouting. Like, it's all.
Okay.
I mean, he was very angry. I mean, he's, you know, this is a grown man shouting and assaulting someone, but it's not something I've often run into in asking far more questions people should be far more prone to take offense at.
Mm-hmm.
And it just was sort of like, it was like he gone.
Did at any point, did he strike you or hit you or any other?
I mean, there's a body, somebody sort of went down, and I'm pretty sure he was on top of me with sort of like a strike before he got off. Like, it's the type of thing where it's sort of, I feel relatively confident that it happened, but it's sort of, it all
happened pretty quickly.
And my initial thoughts were also as much like this, you know, as much professional and running through all of that as much as, because it's not a situation, there are situations where you can be prepared to be hit, like, you know, like playing football as a kid, like you're gonna, or, you know, getting playback, but this was sort of something where it's just out of zero to, I mean, it was, I remember my initial thought was grabbing this, when he grabbed the cord, it's like, holy shit, he's grabbing the cord, like, this is something, like, this is bad, this is something candidates don't do, because that was sort of, like, you can just say, but then he body slammed me. And that was sort of, I mean, that's the thing where through my initial thought, I remember thinking this, like, he's grabbing the recorder? Like, who? This is not normal behavior for.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And of course, the body slamming took it to a whole new level. I mean, I've just, that's sort of what my initial, I mean, I said it right away, he just body slammed me. Which is probably as contemporaneous a description as you'll get of what happened. I mean, it was.
And I guess tell me how that ended. What happened next?
I'm on the floor. He's shouting. The press guy comes in. You're going to have to leave because I imagine it made some sort of commotion or stuff. And I'm just, you just body slammed me. Like, you broke my glass. I mean, just initially you broke my glasses, then you body slammed me. And then you're going to have to leave. So I walked out and, you know, got to the car, dealt with editors called the police because this was the type of thing where there needed to be, you know, I didn't know how badly hurt I was, and it's
okay.
And making sure that there was a record, because I, yeah, it's sort of.
About how much time elapsed from the time the incident occurred until someone called the police?
Would have been a couple minutes.
Okay.
If that, I mean, it was sort of a matter of like going through and thinking through and realizing, do I want to call the police? Because there's sort of the thing like, does this escalate this, or this escalated enough?
Yeah.
And realizing it was because, as okay. I said, I really.
And were you the one that called the police?
You did, yeah.
Okay. All right, and you called 911?
I called 911.
Okay. James, would you mind grabbing his phones off of my desk? They're right in front of my computer. I think now would be an appropriate time to play the audio.
Okay.
And while you're doing that, we'll just wait for James.
Yeah, do you have more than one phone?
I have two phones.
There's two phones sitting right in front of my computer on top of one another.
Okay, no other phones on your desk?
No. Okay. Other than my desk.
I want to make sure our time record went down in case you sent any weird texts.
Yeah. Did you take any video with
no.
your cell phone?
I didn't.
We have two phones, so did you take any
videos? I think I took a little bit of video as he was leaving, but it's just him leaving, just because I'm suddenly on the phone and sort of seeing him and just sort of.
And that was after the incident?
It had no news value.
Okay. Phone was that with?
That was my personal phone. That was the type of thing where it just was like he's walking out and he's leaving.
Okay.
Like, because I just didn't quite know what was going to happen. I wanted to be prepared
gotcha.
If he started,
okay.
you know, body slamming me again.
Yeah. Are you aware, was there anybody else that videoed the incident?
I have no idea.
Okay. What about Alexis? Have you spoken with her? Do you know if she recorded
I haven't,
or
I've been,
like
I've been, I mean, I spoke with her just because I had my stuff in the car and just trying to figure out what to get up, but I haven't spoke to her about the incident in any detail other than like, yeah.
Okay. So, like I said before, I put both your phones in airplane
okay.
mode just to preserve the batteries.
Thank you.
And I haven't touched them or messed with them in any way since you gave them to
okay.
me.
Okay.
So go ahead, yeah, just pull that up for
I'll
us.
Pull that
and
up.
Let's, if you don't mind, set it on the table.
Yeah.
You can put it on speakerphone.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to. Go to on speakerphone.
To the CBO score, because you know you were waiting to make your decision about healthcare until you saw the bill and it just came out. And what
yeah,
you thought
we'll talk
it.
To you about that later.
Yeah, but there's not going to be time. I'm just curious if you
okay,
have
speak
right
with
now.
Shane, please.
Put you down.
I'm sick and tired of you guys. The last time you came here, you did the same thing. Get the hell out of here!
Jesus.
Get the hell out of here! The last guy did the same thing. You were the guardian?
Yes, and you just broke my glasses.
The last guy did the same damn thing.
You just body slammed me and broke my glasses.
Get the hell out of here.
If you'd like me to get the hell out of here, I'd also like to call the police. Can I get you guys' names?
Hey, you gotta leave.
He just body slammed me.
You gotta leave.
Listen.
Yeah, that's great. Please.
He just body slammed me.
Then you gotta leave.
I'm getting my backpack.
Yeah.
He body slammed me.
Yeah. I think that's all. I'll let it play through.
Yeah, let's let it go all the way to the end.
That's, I think, where I walked out and saw that. So shit, I actually was recruited. I wasn't.
Okay. Is there another
telephone?
Yes. My home with sweets is a
So, looks like that was about 1 minute and 52 seconds long.
Mm-hmm.
And will this show the time that you started
that
this
should,
recording?
It should be. There should be.
Maybe.
I tweeted contemporaneously, if that is of any use.
Do you have the ability to email
yeah.
me that file?
Yeah, I can.
That
audio
file?
Let me do that. I can sort of time, because right away it's like, it's news, and my job is unfortunately news. So the timestamp for Greg Jean Fortage's body slam was 5:06 p.m. And let me...
And that was from your Twitter account?
That's from my Twitter account. So it would have been... would have been within, you know... God, my phone is literally... so what's your email?
So,
and I can also text it to you, too, so we can have it covered both of those.
What's
the right number to text it to?
We'll hold off on that.
Okay.
I just... So I'm going to ask you, as we're playing the audio, your hands are trembling. Why?
My hands were trembling. I didn't know they were trembling.
That's my job.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It just was strange to listen to.
Okay. Obviously, there's a physical reaction that you're having to listening to that audio. What is your interpretation of that? I mean, how are you feeling as you listen to that?
I mean, I'm just every time I listen to it, I'm sort of surprised. Like, wait, I wasn't actually obnoxious. Like, that's like going through when I'm listening to the stuff. Like, it's just sort of the type of thing where it's what if, like. You know, I keep on thinking there would have been more of a justification for me to be body slammed. It's not like, you know, I've sort of asked a follow-up and I'm not getting the follow-up out. It's not as if I'm sitting there 50. That's what sort of blows me away about it. It's sort of, I keep on thinking, wow, I must have been a real dick to him to do that. And for once, I wasn't.
Okay. And obviously, I asked you about the injuries.
Yeah.
Did you have any of those injuries prior to going to this event tonight?
No.
Did you sustain any injuries in a car accident or
no.
a jogging accident or
no.
anything like that tonight?
No, trust me, if I was jogging, it would be an accident.
Okay. And you have the injury up here kind of on the left side of your head.
I have no idea what that's.
Okay, and you didn't have any injuries up here?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know if... Yeah, I had no...
Okay. And so let's talk about once you called 911, tell me what happened next.
Once I called 911... So I'm trying to deal with editor part of the story. I'm also dealing with my phone blowing up and literally like being borderline unusable. And sort of people, are you okay? Like people thought I was joking.
Mm-hmm.
Just like to say, no, it's okay. And just the entire world and just trying to, you know, deal with the fact that this is the weirdest thing ever. And what I ended up doing was I was going to originally write, but it was, my arm is still like was not... You know, I sort of wanted typing, so trying to arrange to sort of speak over the phone and sort of get the story in that way, which I ended up doing from the ambulance, which was...
Okay, so the ambulance showed up, assuming, at some point?
Yeah, the ambulance showed up. I was very reluctant to take the ambulance and just didn't want to just sort of at that. It eventually just seemed like...
Okay. So what happened when you got in the ambulance? Tell me about that.
They strapped me down.
Well, I don't need all those details.
No, I mean, I'm just...
Where did you go as far as...
They took me to the hospital, and I tried to be as patient as possible with, you know, tried to... I don't think the EMT ever had dealt with someone in an ambulance trying to file a story on their telephone.
Okay.
So it's a level of sort of being patient and sort of being a pawn. Sorry, I'm putting you through this.
Yeah.
Because the entire thing felt like Reno 911.
Okay.
I mean, it really was... It didn't feel... All I needed was, you know, someone to show up in short shorts, and we would have been there.
Okay.
And
what happened once you got up to the hospital?
They
what was the prognosis from the doctors?
So they x-rayed my elbow. Mm-hmm. There weren't fractures, but to take a lot of elbow because there's concern about bursitis and ligament issues and just if there's continued pain after 7 to 10 days to get an MRI and see an orthopedics.
All right. And while I was at the hospital and I met up with you up there, obviously there's audio of that.
Yeah.
I asked for your permission to get your medical records in relation to this event.
Mm-hmm.
Is that still okay? You're still okay with that? Okay. So, as far as injuries, did you receive any other injuries that I'm not aware of? Do you have any other injuries
that I'm aware of?
Okay.
It may be my pride a little bit, but...
Okay. All right. Is there anything that you can think of, Jim, right now that we haven't touched on?
Then let me ask you a couple questions here, and I want to kind of preface this just by saying, number one, regardless of your answer, nothing rationalizes or justifies being physically assaulted. The point of my questions is simply to be thorough, to understand the context as best
I can. Totally, trust me, this is my job too, so don't.
Right. And as far as maligned professions go, I think between journalism and cops, we're both kind of equally hated on.
I went to law school too, so I make it the trifecta.
All right, man.
Well. But you know, I mean, though, if you want to even it out, you can sell me a used car.
Well, you know, depending on how this goes, I might be doing that next. But let me ask you about your. So first of all, prior to the Gianforte events at Great Falls and Helena. Have you had any previous personal contact with the Gianforte campaign?
With Shane, I sort of tried the flack, who I sort of bothered that he's not very responsive. I mean, neither campaign's actually. I was, you know, they did not good, but just sort of like literally just trying to get your schedule, trying to reach out, trying to talk. I dealt with them on a story about like Gianforte had some money and funds that were directly indexed to the Russian economy, which meant that the fund zone, mostly because it's the Russian economy, everything sanctioned, sort of working with them just because I didn't want to, like, I didn't think this was, you know, the world's biggest scandal. And I remember having long conversations with Shane Scandal, like, making it clear, like, I don't think your boss is Mike Flynn or anything. This is sort of interesting. This isn't the end of the world, but I want to work through with you and report it out, like, talk to sanctions experts and just the general thing, like, this is weird and goofy. It's fine. It's just sort of, I mean, I think the essential lesson of that is that you should probably look at your financial assets before you file your financial disclosures that you're running for office and sell off the goofy stuff. Like, it's not, you know, he's certainly.
So when did this conversation take place?
Late April.
Okay.
And this was sort of, you know, not the, you know, I sort of went out of my way to try to be helpful and fair, and I'm, you know, I wasn't, you know, that it wasn't anything mm-hmm. to, you know, to some of just sort of was sort of goofy and interesting, especially in the context of,
sure.
But it wasn't. Just, and, you know, the guy's rich enough that, you know, it was 240 grand, so it's a lot of money, but it's not. I think he's the type of guy where 240 grand isn't going to change his life.
Sure. So was that a phone conversation, or did you speak
phone
with Shane in person?
Phone, email.
So prior to the Great Falls event, which was yesterday?
The Great Falls event, which was yesterday. Yeah, and I sort of dealt with him and tried to deal with him on the phone just for setting stuff up because I'm coming out to Montana. And
had you personally been to any Gianforte events?
Until before Great Falls on Tuesday, no.
Okay, so the historic issues with what they perceived to be unfair treatment by other Guardian reporters, was that you?
No, that was a colleague of mine. The video's up. I mean, the colleague of mine is very clearly not me. I mean, he's
okay.
A British guy who's based out of San Francisco Zoo and stuff. I'm just a political hack journalist. Like, I just cover all these.
So they would have no reason to personally identify you as being a chronic nuisance at their events?
No. Okay. I've never been to Montana before until.
Okay.
Like, I'm not, and it's sort of the type of thing where I understand they bear grudges against publications and people, and that's
mm-hmm.
the type of thing where it's sort of, it's weird, but it's not. There's a type of thing where, you know, business versus personal. And, like, it was the type of thing where the issues, they sort of start from the beginning, like, we're going to screw you over because you're pissed with us. Like, I would have tried to talk to them and talk them out of it. But that's, you know.
So were you able to set anything up for the Great Falls event to get some
I'm talking. I kept on talking with them, asking if there's going to be a veil, where it's the type of thing where they, which would have been fine, where you pulled the candidate aside for all the reporters who were there mm-hmm. afterwards and just sort of a few questions, and that they didn't do that, and how. At Helena, they'd sort of been refusing to do that, but a reporter for the New York Times actually sort of went over to him, who'd sort of gotten a question or two and sort of went up and talked to him and said, hey, I just want to ask you a question, and did that a couple of times.
Did you get a specific answer for the Great Falls event when you spoke with Shane about whether or not you were going to be afforded any time? Did they tell you?
I didn't get a specific answer. No, we'll see, maybe.
Okay.
And I had a perfectly pleasant conversation with him there.
So it was
mostly,
kind of a...
Mostly, it's a social camp, mostly focused on, I think he was pleased that I was wise enough to go to the Sip and Dip the night before.
They didn't specifically tell you, no, you're not invited, don't come.
No, I mean, the events were all public, you know, public open to the press. It was a question about the availability, because if you're flying 2,000 plus miles to cover a congressional race for mm-hmm. a big national publication, like, at least getting, you know, candidate X told, like, you know, this was not something where I was expecting him to bear his soul to me, or to break
right.
crazy, like, it just, like,
sure.
trying to get,
but just to acknowledge you and give you a question or two.
Yeah, just okay. Even if it was, like, not with me, with other reporters, just to actually acknowledge.
It didn't happen in Great Falls.
No, he did. They did some local press there, and they did some local press in in Helena. They weren't acknowledging the national reporters.
And led to believe that
perhaps
in Helena, since you didn't get
maybe we'll see. I sort of was texting, like, just following up and seeing interest. Because I would have liked a specific answer, especially because there's sort of a big Quist event in Missoula tonight, and, you know, I could have made my decisions accordingly, and I might have gotten something with the Quist folk. It was all sort of figuring out, and the Quist folk, Quist ran away from me and a couple other reporters on Monday night, so this is not, you know, this
striking
is,
out in Montana.
Who would have thought? It's a funny story, but I'll save that for, not the time for funny stories.
Right, so at the Helena event, did you have any specific follow-up with
Shane? Just saying we'll see, maybe, the thing that sort of struck me there was that, like, you know, when the New York Times reporter came up to him, Jonathan Marger said, Quist, you know, very basic in and out questions, like, he was a little bit responsive, and that was all I wanted, like, literally just to get the hook, because the CBO report, and just to get, you know, I'm not trying to ask anything.
No, I understand. What I'm trying specifically to figure out is whether you were you ever directly told, we'll make time for you, or were you directly told, we're not going to make time
neither.
For you? Neither.
Neither, and it was sort of the type of thing where it was stringing along, and then there was no mention of any of these issues that sort of came across. And then it's like, we're really upset with how disrespectful you were.
At what point did that conversation take place?
Probably a couple minutes before I approached Gianforte for the question. Like, I'm just asking, because I'm asking legitimately, like, so are we going to have an interview? Or, you know, and, you know, it's a public event. Like, I can reach you my right to ask questions, but I'm not doing it because, you know, I'm trying to be, we're in a mutually, you know, professional setting that, you know, it's the type of things where it's acceptable, but it's not like there's sort of, you know, I'm trying to make life easier for them in terms of, and sort of, and start sort of going with it, and this is totally out of nowhere. And like, following up, like, again, we saw the video last night, and it's like, but you've seen me several times a day, you've talked through this, and you can't give me a straight answer. And, you know, even if it's pulling aside and telling me, Puno, I mean, you can just pull me aside and tell me off the record. Like, it's like, oh yeah, you can come here and talk to the people at the event. Like, you're welcome to do that. You're not going to have, like, a sit-along thing. And he's a person at his event, and it's a question, and I'm there to cover it, and he's a candidate for Congress.
So it's pretty clear that once you arrived in Bozeman, Shane made it clear that
at the event, that there wasn't going to be a separate formal sit-down interview. Right. I mean, that was what I was asking for, formally, like, aside and doing, like, not in terms of, you know.
But you were there, you flew to Montana.
That's what I was asking for, like, formally, let's go into a side room, just you and me and the tape recorder in 5 minutes. That it wasn't about, you know, that any event I could go, I mean, I'm a member of the public, he's a candidate for office, this is...
Sure. And it sounds like you had observed at other events.
Yeah.
You had observed other reporters just kind of walk up and get some sort of acknowledgement.
And just if you had a basic question, you know, like, why is it, you know, I'm trying to remember what Jonathan Martin, the New York Times reporter, asked, but it was very basic, you know, about the horse race questions. Like, it's not like I'm not going up to him and asking, you know, when did you stop beating your wife? Or, like, it's just like, this is the big news of the day on a big issue of the campaign. Do you have any sort of reaction? I'm literally just expecting sort of, he's going to brush me aside with a talking point and say thanks.
Right.
I mean, that's all I'm...
And you have a certain, I'm sure, a certain responsibility or duty to be productive. Obviously, you're all the way out here. You might as well take a shot and get a question.
Yeah, and I'm not coming up in a menacing, you know, I at least was a mild-mannered guy in glasses. Mm-hmm. Now I'm a mild-mannered guy.
So I'm curious, why do you think Gianforte tried to take your phone from you?
I have no idea. My gut sense, if you wanted me to play armchair psychologist, running for office is really hard. Like, it's not a fun job. It's not a good job. And this is a guy who's been running for office for better or worse for 18 months, and it's just whatever.
So you don't believe that you held your phone up in his face in a way that he would have been threatened by?
No, I mean, I'm holding it sort of out, like, you know, just to get the recording. Like, it's not like just sort of out, like, here's the thing standing there. Like, I'm not trying to, you know, just in a way to get words, having held my phone in front of politicians for years and years and years, you hold your phone out like this. It's not...
Sure. Well, there's, you know, there's a lot of things that are lost, I guess, with words, with verbal descriptions.
Yes.
You know, and so I can hold my phone or my pen or something up to you in a way that would be invade your space
I can create some sort of negative response. I wasn't doing anything that was in any way unusual for any sort of what I was doing. You know, just another politician I'm holding up to, holding my phone, waiting for them to tell me something not terribly exciting.
Okay.
And Trump's like, it was not, I'm not trying to, like, give me all the answers. Just, you know, I just want to take one shot at this. Yeah, give me a shot. Like, just sort of going up, I got nothing to lose at this point. It's not like I'm going to get.
So where was Shane when this was taking
place? He was in the other room, I believe.
Okay.
And just sort of ran in and.
Okay.
That he was not anywhere in the vicinity.
Okay. Obviously you guys were close enough for him to reportedly grab you and slam you to the ground,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So you were close enough.
I was a couple feet away.
Phone up,
yeah, and it's also, we got closer. I mean, I could, you know, I was sort of probably about as far away as you and me, and I'm sort of standing here and you'd be standing, so it's not,
okay.
not something where it's, you know, holding it up to his face, but just sort of out there to pick up the audio that I'm not, it doesn't need to be at the guys.
So if I'm understanding you correctly, then it was Gianforte that closed the distance with you.
Yeah, because he grabbed the phone, yeah. I mean, that was not, I'm not trying to inch up. I don't need to get, all I want to do is get close enough for him to give me a generic answer on a question, and I can go about my day. I'm not, you know, I don't need to figure out what cologne he's wearing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't particularly want to.
Certainly there are going to be some people that speculate you were baiting him into some kind of response.
I'm sure there were, and Lord knows I've seen some of the emails pile in already, and some of which is not what I want, because I don't want to be.
Do you ever anticipate being in those circumstances when you talk to candidates or people like that?
No, never. Absolutely, like, literally not something I've ever.
So you don't consciously try to keep a certain degree of distance to avoid these kind of situations?
Normal people don't. I mean, this is the thing. Like, I'm up on Capitol Hill holding my phone up to reporters, not to reporters, to congressmen or senators, everything. It's like, or on campaign trail. Like, this is not, I'm doing something that's perfectly par for the course. And this is someone who's, you know, this is not his first rodeo. Like, this is not something where this is the first time someone's held a phone to him. I'm identified. You know, have my badge wherever it was, and I've been following around for a couple of days.
Did anyone at the Bozeman event, did anyone specifically ask you to leave or to wait outside or to not be in that particular part of the building?
No.
Okay.
That it just was there and off to the side, and that there was not, I mean, I should have looked back there before, because if there's an interview going on, I don't want to be in their camera shot, but I want to hear, but it was clearly there's not an interview going on, there's not a camera rolling, and it's, you know, having that awareness of that. Like, I'm not trying to intrude into anybody's shot in what their journalists, they're doing their job. I'm not trying to screw up their job or make their life difficult or ruin their camera shot. But I'm not.
So it sounds like you maybe saw an opportunity and realized if you didn't take it, you weren't going
to
get
it. Yeah, it was an opportunity to ask a question on the issue of the day. And I certainly said, you know, was prepared, like, you could be uncivil to me or it's sort of the type of thing where, like, even the grabbing the phone was struck me back, because that's not par for, not something politicians do. And this was certainly someone where I expected him to know the basic.
Well, it seems like it kind of escalated quickly from when he grabbed your phone.
Yeah, he grabbed my phone. I just sort of pulled the phone back a little bit, just because it's a natural, you're holding something, someone grabs you, and then suddenly, and I think I must have carried the phone to the floor, I think. I don't remember. I was flying in the...
Yeah, I was going to ask you that earlier. If
I'm pretty, yeah, because I was... Yeah.
So you think you went to the ground with the phone?
I think I went to the ground with the phone. The glasses came off. I mean, I was...
And you're unclear as to whether he struck you again once you landed on the floor?
Yeah, I think he did, but it's the type of thing where to go back into lawyer speak, like, I'd feel a preponderance of likelihood, but it's the type of thing where I'm not, it's all too sudden.
You don't remember seeing him raise
I thought I saw him on that, but it's all, I'm pretty sure I felt, but it's, was all sort of very sudden and dazed because I'm hitting the floor and you see on top of me and there's a level. So that's the type of thing where I would, you know, feel confident about it, but not like, it's a little bit unclear to me.
Okay.
Because,
and was this something where people broke you two up, or did he?
He just sort of got, I don't, I'm not,
or something.
He,
got his
he just sort of got his wits about him and just was shouting at me, because I think there's the cognizance this is not appropriate behavior in just about any circumstance.
Okay.
I think that's really all I wanted to go over.
Do you mind if, can you pull up your phone call history and can I snap a photograph of the 911 call that you made?
Yeah.
We can get a time on that.
Yeah, the 911 call. Sure, where would have been? I don't know what call. That's voicemail. 911-507-PM.
Okay, go ahead and send that down. I'll just take a picture of it.
I guess I actually called 911 before I called the editor. Okay.
Okay. And is Judy the editor?
Judy's the editor, yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. And I asked you earlier a little bit about the social media stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You indicated you made a tweet on Twitter. What was the content?
The content. I can pull that up if you'd like.
Yeah.
So it would have been... at 5:06 p.m., Greg Gianforte just body slammed me and broke my glasses.
Okay.
There's a local TV crew there when the Gianforte body slammed me. Audio is posting soon on @GuardianUS. And then I followed up by posting the article, what it's supposed to listen to me get body slammed in Montana.
Okay. And so those were the roughly three tweets, is
three
that right?
Tweets, yes.
And did you post anything else on any other social media sites? Facebook?
No.
Instagram?
No.
Any other things that we haven't talked about?
I'm a journalist, I'm just using Twitter.
Okay, all right. Do you mind hanging tight for us while we visit for just a moment?
Sure thing.
And we'll get you out of here. Do you have any needs right now? That thing's probably not even cold
anymore.
Yeah,
it's not.
Okay.
I'll figure something out.
Okay, well, what we'll do is I'll go grab the other one.
Okay, I'm going to swap that. Thank you so much, and thank you guys again for being patient with me.
Yeah, hang tight for just a moment. I'm going to put the recording on pause just while we step out of the room. The time is 21:35 hours. All right, resuming the audio. The time is 21:37. And I guess the last question that I didn't ask you yet, Ian, and I don't want to make any assumptions,
mm-hmm.
Do you want us to continue in a criminal investigation? Do you want to pursue charges?
I would have to sleep on it.
I guess, Mr.
I mean, this is the entire thing where this is all so surreal. I would need to, I mean, it's something where I'm, let me actually figure out what the hell is going on in my life. I mean, at this point, I'm definitely inclined to do so, especially in light of their statement.
Okay. What is your knowledge of their statement? Tell me about that.
They essentially, you know, said I started it and I picked the fight. It was my... that is something that...
In your opinion, is that a true and accurate statement?
No. Okay. The statement, which, I mean, if my phone was quasi-functional, I mean, there...
Is this something, where are you seeing this statement?
I can pull it up for you right now, which is, because I remember, I think I saw it when I poured out their full of shit when you came into the hospital room, originally,
yeah,
because
right.
That was,
comment.
Why are people keep on? So let me give you this phone will probably do it better.
Is it on Twitter?
Yeah. And apparently, yeah. And apparently the Fox News people put out, it was Fox News, and they put out.
So I'm just going to read this out loud for the purpose of the recorder. So this says, release Gianforte campaign statement, Bozeman, Montana. Open quote, tonight, as Greg was giving a separate interview in a private office, the Guardian's Ben Jacobs entered the office without permission, aggressively shoved a recorder in Greg's face, and began asking badgering questions. Jacobs, when asked to badgering questions, Jacob was asked to leave. After asking Jacobs to lower the recorder, Jacobs declined. Greg then attempted to grab the phone that was pushed in his face. Jacobs grabbed Greg's wrist and spun away from Greg, pushing them both to the ground. It's unfortunate that this aggressive behavior from a liberal journalist created this scene at our campaign volunteer barbecue. End quote. Signed, well, it's not really signed, but it says Shane Scanlon, spokesperson for Greg from Montana. And what are your thoughts on that?
Want to moderate my language so that it's family friendly. That is, I 100%, aside from the fact that they got my name right, nothing else there is correct. They got my name and my publication right, so I'll give them points for that. Everything else is just, I will let the audio speak for itself, but that's a lie. And that's the type of, the idea that they would question my integrity is disappointing and upsetting. That is disappointing and upsetting.
Ben, I'm afraid we're both going to have to get used to that in these jobs.
Yeah,
but, I'm used to. I'm certainly used to that too. But it's.
Let me ask you a question though, just as a follow-up. Then I guess to the statement. So. When Mr. Gianforte attempted to grab your phone, obviously that's your property. You say you had a natural.
I'm holding it back. But I'm holding it like this in the same, or perhaps.
At any point, did you use either hand to grab him?
No, I never. Why would I? There's no point. I'm holding the phone, and he's pointing. I'm just pulling the phone. I'm holding the phone normally because it's right here where the record button.
With your right hand?
With my right hand, yeah. And it's not.
So did you ever use your left hand to make contact with him to protect your property?
No, I didn't. No, anything? No. I mean, this all happened with a moment of a few. Why would I? I'm touching up. That's insane. Like, why would I grab a
phone? Someone's trying to grab my phone or my wallet.
Yeah, I mean, but I'm just holding. But I'm standing. Yeah, I'm standing here holding the phone. I'm not grabbing the second hand, and it's also. It's still. The fact that he grabbed the phone to me is mind-bogglingly insane.
And I'm not saying
without,
that.
I'd say
hypothetically, you did grab his hand. I wouldn't say that you'd necessarily be unjustified. I'm just curious.
That's something where I can tell you with 100% confidence I didn't touch the guy. Like, that's not.
Okay.
Yeah, that is.
Did you ever in any. Fashion while defending yourself or otherwise, did you make contact with him other than just being?
No, I mean, he made contact with me and I made contact with the floor. Like,
so to your knowledge, there should be no witnesses that says, yeah, we saw Ben grabbed by the
shirt. I just saw on the internet, apparently the TV crew there witnessed what I witnessed. I don't know if that's, I can pull that up, but I haven't read
it. No, I'm just curious.
I didn't do. It's the type of thing where they can get annoyed with me doing it, like, you're going to have to go, like, we don't want you asking questions.
Yeah.
Fine. Like, they never asked me to leave. Like, they asked me to leave. I would have left. They went from the, from zero to body slam. And it's the type of thing, if they asked me to leave, like, I had made my peace with that. Like, that's the type of thing where I wanted to get the question and it's within my rights to ask the question. If they're unhappy with it, it's, you know, their office. They can ask me to leave. I'm just a guest.
Okay. All right, yeah, I'm done interjecting.
Any other questions? go ahead and end your statement here. The time is 21:44 hours.